E1, number 7A.
So now we want to start with investigating the chart from the point of view of structure and structural laws, so as to cultivate consciousness in a structural way. I think something one has to learn also as a student of Christian Science, and that is how to take good notes. I feel this is something that perhaps a great part of the students really don't know, because they have not been trained that way in school, and therefore perhaps right to give a few indications. You know, note-taking when a science is presented is necessary. I know that usually in Christian Science teaching they prohibit taking notes, and perhaps they are right to do so, but when you teach a science and not a religion, when you teach method and not just inspirational things, then note-taking is essential, belongs to a science. You can't think that anybody goes to the university without taking proper notes. But note-taking is not so easy, and therefore I just want to say that in order to make good notes, really, one should use loose-leaf paper. Because loose-leaf paper, you can always leave out a lot of free space, and then when you want to add something, you go back to that loose-leaf and add and add. You can arrange them differently according to the subject. Second, try as much as you can not to write whole sentences, but just key terms, key words, which are naturally indicative of the subject, because if you write longhand, write long sentences, you always lose the thread of what one is saying. Always use a new page whenever a new subject turns up, even a subject. Leave a lot of free space. Paper is cheap. So don't try to economize on paper. And use as much as you can in your notes tabulating forms, a tabulating way of making notes instead of consecutive handwriting of whole sentences. Because when you use tabulating forms, your eye catches the meaning much better. Your eye just goes over a page and just sees at once what is the main point, and the comprehensive view is much better than when you put it down another way. And perhaps lastly, I would say, use abbreviations. Say, use abbreviation for the main terms. For instance, I use abbreviation, say, for science, like that, SC, divine science, DSC, absolute Christian Science, ACS, Christian Science, CS, then word, a W, Christ, you can have what you like, I'd make a cross. Christianity, like that, you can use the one you like, signs you have there already. Then mind, capital M perhaps, spirit SP, not just S. If you use S, you don't know if it's science or if it's spirit or if it's soul. That's why the S must have some kind of term knowledge, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Life and love also L with a L-I and love L-O. I think with this abbreviation you can really make terrific notes during this week and use very little paper and very little space, and yet you have the whole thing perhaps laid out much better. So we go to the level of science itself and ask now ourselves, what is the law of science? See, I wrote it down, law, and then a little bit lower, the indicator of what kind of law it is, namely of science. That's the way usually in every science you use your symbols, that when you have a common denominator like law and you have, say, 100 laws, you state that, but in order to indicate which kind of law you mean, you put just a little bit lower your symbol. And so we are asking ourselves here on this diagram 2, we have the title of law in science, and now we are going to do what we already did last year, to derive from our knowledge of what the level of science itself is, we are going to derive from there our own law. Now, that's wrong. Not our own law. We are stating the law now, and we can do that very easily. We just can ask ourselves now, what is really the tone or the pedal note, you see, of science itself? And perhaps you write down that you first ask yourself the pedal. Is pedal with 2D?
No.
Pedal, the pedal tone or pedal note, we said, huh? Note. The pedal note which we had in the level book. And there we said, what is it? It's the I am, huh? The I am is really the pedal note. Or even the I am that I am. We also put it into different words. The words don't matter, the tone matters. Namely that we said here we have a level of consciousness which is considering the Infinite One. The Infinite One. We were also saying here it is the level where we are conscious of, or where being, capital B, being is conscious of itself. It's the level of being itself, or of the indivisible being. Like that. So if you write this down, you see, just in these few and blunt words, you have quite a good picture of the pedal note. Now, in order to state this pedal note in a law, we must know, really, the factors of that law. And so you say to yourself, all right, now I must know the factors of the law. And you write down factors of the law as Romans 2. And you say to yourself, well, what are these factors? Namely, if you take the I am, that I am, you really have as the big elements, being, that big being that I am, and also call it, that I am, which somehow is related to itself, because it's the I am, that, what, the I am, it's related to itself, or being itself. So you know you have to do with being, with a relationship, see, or you can, with a relationship to what? To itself, huh? You have a third one, to itself, which is really nothing else but again being. So can you see how we can begin to lay down the elements or the factors of the law by just asking ourselves what elements are involved? Involved is the I am, in, and then you say, what is the relationship of that I am? Is that relationship of the I am to the universe? Or is that relationship of the I am to man? Or is it the relationship of the I am to matter? Or is it the relationship of the I am to illusion? And you say to all that, no, 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 that's not the pedal note. Here it is only the I am, or the one infinite being, in relationship to what? To itself. To being itself. And so you have stated really the elements and relationship. And so you can go further and say in Romans 3, you can put down the law. Say, how can I state now the law? Do you remember how she said that that the lawgiver, who was a law to himself, that was that key point, or those very, very seldom statements in the textbook, where Mrs. Eddy would touch on the highest level of science itself, because most of the textbook is on the level of absolute Christian science and Christian science, a little bit on the level of divine science, and very seldom off the level of science itself per se. And one of those statements, for instance, was, or is, that she would say in the textbook, that God, being, is his own infinite mind. That's one of the very few statements in the textbook where she gives a relationship of God to himself. And that's the level of science itself, where we only consider really God or being in its relationship to itself. And actually this is the highest level of consciousness, because if we touch that, then actually all the other aspects are secondary or even irrelevant. if he could stick there and stay there. So that if he can really stay with this level of science itself and the law of science itself, then naturally we would have no use of all the other laws. So you could state that law and can say, now what are the laws? You have one element, namely being. Being, or the I am. The relationship is what? To itself. An isness law, an isness law. Or, as Mrs. Eddy said, is its own infinite. What? To itself, again, being. So here you find suddenly how you can state the law of science itself, such by stating being, it's really an element, and is its own infinite, is the relationship, to what? To itself, being. Now, if you can see that, I mean, it's the simplest statement, so to say, one can make about God or about being, namely, that being is really being to itself. That being is its own infinite being. Therefore, we do not take in here any other aspect except that what being itself knows or is in itself. Actually, this would be the heights of consciousness, and to stay there would be and is a terrific power. So here you have stated a law very simply in three elements. One, being, the relationship, two, and to itself, three. So what we have to consider is that we stick to these elements of the law. So these, we call them factors of the law. Namely, being, first, relationship, second, third, to what? Because the relationship can be to something else, to itself. The moment we have that, we have touched this highest law we can ever touch, namely that being is its own infinite being. At this moment we have stated the law, but now we must know how to apply it. Because every law is a generalization of infinite applications. If you have the law of gravitation, it's just one law with certain elements in that law. But its application is infinite. So you can write Roman 4, say application, and you get your application of that law, which is very simple. Namely, you only have to ask yourself which one of those three elements which we had in the law are variable and which ones are invariables. The only one that is invariable is really that two, namely, is its own. What we can vary is the term being, because being stands for mind, for spirit, for soul, for principle, for life, for truth, for love. Therefore, being as a term is variable, And therefore, instead of being, you can write mind to love. An arrow like that, mind to love, means the whole range of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love is, that's the invariable now, is its own infinite. And now again, being is the variable, and you can put instead of being, we have a complete right to put mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Therefore, mind to love. In other words, we already have, if we want to say so, we already have an application that has 7 times 7, 49 variations in it. Huh? 7 square, you can call it also. Huh? Can you see what is involved? That the moment one is thinking strictly and in a pure way about these levels and don't let it be interfered by any other consideration, just stick to that and ask oneself what are the elements of a law, you can state that law very easily. Once it is stated, you can enlarge it, because we know that Mrs. Eddy says that these 7 synonymous terms stand for God or for being, and therefore each one can bring out that law in an individual way. Okay, is that clear? What shall we do with all that? It means, really, that now we have found a law of spiritual consciousness. That now we can see that if consciousness is really staying, so to say, within the realm of the law of the level of science itself, then consciousness can state the highest sense of being. And we have said every consciousness determines our experience. So the higher and more infinite our consciousness is, the more really we embrace infinitude in our consciousness. What we therefore can do when we consider this application here under Roman 4, we can see that therefore we could culture spiritual consciousness by realizing these applications, which would read how? They would read that you can take, say, in this law, instead of being, you can take mind. And so you find that mind is its own infinite mind. But you also can see that every other synonymous term has its right, so that we can see mind is its own infinite spirit. That mind is its own infinite soul, that mind is its own infinite principle, that mind is its own infinite life, that mind is its own infinite truth, that mind is its own infinite love. Then you have stated 7 variations. But there are 49, Because you can go over the same one, and instead of starting with being as mind, you can start with being as spirit. And see that spirit is its own infinite mind. That spirit is its own infinite spirit. That spirit is its own infinite soul. That spirit is its own infinite principle, its own infinite life, truth and love. So, little by little, you see, you could, therefore, that would be a high form of prayer, because it's a higher sense of realization of what the I Am is as the I Am. If our consciousness is hooked to the stars, is hooked to the infinite. Do you say hooked to? Hitched. Hitched. I knew something was wrong about it. Hitch your wagon to the stars, huh? I think Emerson said that or something. Yeah. That if we hitch consciousness to the infinite, then the infinite, as this law, can only be aware of itself, of nothing else. In this law, being is its own infinite being. Therefore, being is conscious only of its own infinite being. Being at that point is not conscious of man and the universe. Being, therefore, is here not conscious of America and of the East and the West and of countries and people and business and so on, and bodies and sickness and so on. Huh? The only thing that being takes in at that altitude of consciousness is itself. Treatment, because the infinite doesn't need to take in something extraneous to its being. It's only our religious sense that has been used and trained religiously that always wants to see that dear God Almighty has a relationship with mortals and with people. And that always stands in the forefront how God looks after men and meets the needs of men. This is an old sense that really at our time of science should have really taken the place of the old sense of Christianity, where we are always interested, what is man, and how does God look after man, and how does God meet the needs of man, and so on. This is an antiquated, really obsolete, or irrelevant state of consciousness in a science.